episode 827, You Are Chosen.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Easter. It is the day of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, a day of celebration for us. And here at Create Your Now, we celebrate that with you. I am so blessed to have you here today. I'm honored of your presence. You are probably celebrating with family and friends. Maybe you got up early for an early sunrise service. I can remember those days. Thank you so much for spending just a few moments with us here today at Create Your Now. For those of you who are brand new to our family, welcome. I am so delighted of your presence, and it's by no means an accident that you are here. Know that I have been praying for you. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Today, we're talking about You Are Chosen. When you experience a victory, you can't help but feel like, what? You're a winner, right? You are chosen. And that feeling is amazing. It's indescribable at times. It sends your blood rushing fast with all the neurons in celebration mode. It's just like, woo, it's a party happening. It's like Christmas every single second. And then what happens? It fades away a little bit, doesn't it? Until you win the next victory, and then it happens all over again. And all you want to do is just savor that moment, to be in it forever. If I was to ask you about your victories, what would be the greatest victory you ever experienced? Maybe it was a win in high school or college, that grand game that you were going for. Maybe it was your marriage, finding the mate, your soulmate for life. Maybe it was your children, childbirth. Maybe it was a specific career move or advancement. Maybe it was adoption. Maybe you adopted a child, or you yourself were adopted into a family and you couldn't imagine life without it. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. Matthew 19:26 says, think about that greatest victory in your life. What would it be? Today, we celebrate the greatest victory ever, not just in your life, but in the world, all over the globe. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God has given you a banner and blessed you with the banner of love, a banner of grace, a banner of mercy. You are chosen. Think back. How much time do you spend chasing trophies? That's right. Going for those victories, the ones that you want to win. Maybe it's a couple weeks of preparation. Maybe it's 2 years of preparation. Maybe it's been a lifetime of preparation. And when you actually win that trophy and you get it and you're like, you claim that victory, yes, I got it finally. How long does it really last? That victory that you have, is it that little round piece of gold or platinum on your finger? Is it a certificate that hangs in your office? Is it something that stands tall, somewhere buried in a box, though, that it's laying now sideways, maybe crushed under multiple boxes? There's one victory that lasts forever, and that victory is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the grave is now within you. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, that's what happens. You are chosen. You already have a victory. This race that you've been trying to win all along, these trophies that you're chasing, you've got the best one. You have the eternal victory. What do you want in your life? What do you want your life to represent? What do you want for your children? What do you want for your spouse, your family? When you walk through a door and you meet brand new people, they're strangers at first and then they become acquaintances and now they're friends. But when you walk back out that door, never to see them again, what do you want them to remember? What trophy do you want them to carry on? The living legacy of you. Are you running the race to win, chasing all of those trophies? Because you know what? So run to win. That, it's spoken in 1 Corinthians 9:24, so run to win. But what race are you running? Are you running the earthly races? Trying to make everything right with what you have in front of us? You know, those Joneses, the comparison, I got to have what they have. Oh, wait, but I got to be like this person. What would happen if you ran the race that God wanted you to race? And win that race, you are chosen. Think about it. You got to run this race, right? So you got to run to win. Maybe you have to make some changes in your life. Then make them. That sounds so simple, doesn't it? I know I've got to make changes in my life, so make them. But I don't want to make them because I don't want to sacrifice yet. What were we just celebrating? The darkness in our world when Christ was crucified. Yet today we celebrate his resurrection. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to gain God's plans for your life here on earth? It makes your trophies just sound like little ants, maybe even as small as gnats. You can barely see them. I know when I go outside and I walk my puppy dog, especially during the spring season, you know, they have this little cluster. And they're maybe only like 15 or 20, but they're only in this little group, these little gnats that fly around. I'm sure you've seen them. They're all over. And they're little pesky things, aren't they? And you just kind of swat at them, but somehow they all seem to kind of stay right there. They're this distraction. It's easy to chase the distractions. Why, squirrel? It's right there. It's right in front of you. Oh, I'm going to go chase that because that's the next thing. Oh, there it is again. Sometimes we need to stop long enough to understand the race that we're running to win. What is that for you? Are you trapped right now in darkness, these changes that you need to make? Because, you know, if you're chasing after those trophies, they only lead to what? The darkness of distractions. What if God didn't want you to have those trophies? Then what? Today, you know, is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and we're sitting here as a time of reflection. I don't usually throw out kisses here, the Keep It Simple strategies, on a Sunday, because I really want you to think. I want you to dig deeper. I want it to be hard. You may even shed some tears. You may feel a little uncomfortable when you're done listening to me, but you know what? That means God is stirring in your heart. If you have to make changes in your life, then make them. God sacrificed his son in order to give you a banner, a trophy for eternal life. He gave you victory. You are chosen. The darkness is no more. The chains have been broken. They no longer trap you. You don't have to be buried in shame and disappointment any longer. You don't have to fear. Yeah, you may not understand the unknowns, but you don't have to lead a hopeless life. He led them from darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Jesus is the chain breaker. He became victorious for you. You are chosen. Which means what? You're already victorious. You don't need any trophy. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's a great thing. Sometimes we need a little bit of competition in our lives to get us to where we're going. To keep kind of like fire underneath our you know what, so we don't sit on the couch any longer than what we need to. Competition can be a good thing. But sometimes we can take that competition and that race too seriously, where we forget that we already have the greatest victory ever. You are chosen. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus has risen indeed. Where are you in your walk, your relationship with Christ? Are you clinging to your own trophies, your own wins that you claim that I did this? I did this. And yeah, it's okay maybe to say some of it like that. But if you were to stop long enough and truly analyze, and when I mean analyze, I'm saying take it to the heart, take it to the soul. It's sweet spirit. Was it of your will? Or did God give that to you? Was it his trophy to win? So you would understand and realize that you are chosen. There's no time like the present. You have to what? Be present though, in order to be incredible. God wants you to be you. He created you, uniquely you. Stop chasing the squirrels, the gnats, the distractions, that darkness that may be holding you. Make those changes so you can break the chains. God wants what's best for you. Remember, what is the greatest victory that you've ever experienced in your life? For me personally, I can remember when I was just a wee little thing, 5 years old, and I remember taking the longest walk down this aisle in Kansas. And before I took that long walk, I can remember sitting in the kitchen. And it was where we had this, it was bright yellow. My mom's favorite color is yellow, and I love yellow. It's sunshine, it's bright, it's joyous. This is my favorite color. And I can remember that our table sat kind of in the window area. We only had four chairs. They were kind of those weird chairs that had those square backs and those square seats with kind of little like the open back in them, with a little bit of poofiness to them. Not much, because we got them probably from Goodwill or something, a hand-me-down. But they sat in the kitchen with me. And actually, my father was standing somewhat up where I could see him, and I had to look up to him. And my mom was off to one side. And I can remember asking the question, what does it mean to ask Jesus into my heart? That was my greatest victory. Because you see, when I walked down that aisle, which for me, because I was the preacher's daughter, I sat in the front row, so it was really just like three steps forward. But I walked down the aisle to embrace my daddy and tell him that I wanted Christ in my life forever. I wanted that victory. That no matter what I did in my life, every single step that I took, even though I knew as just a young little girl, I would make so many mistakes. And trying to be such a perfectionist that I am, now a recovering one, of course, that I would want to do everything right, but I know I would make mistakes. But in God's eyes, I was his trophy. I was chosen. You are chosen. And for me, it didn't stop there, because I continued to follow God's commandment to me, and that was to be baptized as a little girl. My father baptized me. It was a full immersion baptism. And it was my greatest victory, because the heater didn't work on the baptismal that day. And when I got in it, it was ice cold water. And to tell you the truth, I can feel the chills of it now. And I was so little then, I was standing on this block that was placed in there. I think it was a cement block, I really don't know, but I was raised up. And all I know is that when my dad picked me up, my whole body just like floated. My greatest victory ever. Accepting Jesus Christ in my heart and being baptized. What is your greatest victory? Maybe you don't know if you truly have a relationship with Christ. Maybe you don't know if, gosh, Christiane, I don't know if I've received him. I don't know. You talk about this belief. Yeah. All you have to do is believe. Walk by faith. You can say a very simple prayer right now. Lord, forgive me of my sins, my transgressions. Lord, take them. I want to ask you into my heart. I want you to be the leader of my life. I know I'll make mistakes, Lord, but I want you with me in this journey. Maybe you are saying, I've been a Christian for years, but I've kind of strayed. Rededicate your life. Knock on that door and remind Christ, hey, Lord, I'm here. The chosen one, remember, you chose me. I'm back now. I'm sorry that I have strayed from you. But I'm here now. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Simply believe. That's what the disciples did when they went into the tomb. Mary Magdalene went and found the stone had been rolled away. And the other two disciples followed, running. One ran faster than the other. They were running to win the race. When they walked in there, what did they find? Empty. Jesus has risen indeed. And he rose for you. You are chosen. Thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Have an incredible, blessed Easter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.